Holes, Chapter 21. It was a long walk back to his hole. Stanley looked out through the haze of heat and dirt at the other boys lowering and raising their shovels. Group D was the farthest away. He realised that once again he would be digging long after everyone else had quit. He hoped he'd finish before Mr. Sir retook cover. He didn't want to be out there alone with Mr. Sir. "He won't die," the warden had said, "unfortunately for you." Walking across the desolate wasteland, Stanley thought about his great-grandfather. Not the pig stealer, but the pig stealer's son, the one who was robbed by kissing Kate Barlow. He tried to imagine how he must have felt after kissing Kate had left him stranded in the desert. Probably wasn't a whole lot different from the way he himself felt. Kate Barlow had left his great-grandfather to face the hot, barren desert. The warden had left Stanley to face Mr. Sir. Somehow his great-grandfather had survived for 17 days before he was rescued by a couple of rattlesnake hunters. He was insane when they found him. When he was asked how he'd lived so long, he said he found refuge on God's thumb. He spent nearly a month in hospital. He ended up marrying one of the nurses. Nobody ever knew what he meant by God's thumb, including himself. Stanley heard a twitching sound. He stopped in mid-step, with one foot still in the air. A rattlesnake lay coiled beneath his foot. His tail was pointing upward, rattling. Stanley backed his leg away, then turned and ran. The rattlesnake didn't chase after him. It had rattled its tail to warn him to stay away. "Thanks for the warning," Stanley whispered as his heart pounded. The rattlesnake would be a lot more dangerous if it didn't have a rattle. "Hey, caveman," called Armpit, "you're still alive." "What did the warden say?" asked X-Ray. "What did you tell her?" asked Magnet. "I told her I sold the seed," said Stanley. "Good going," said Magnet. "What does she do?" said Zigzag. Stanley shrugged one shoulder. "Nothing. She got mad at Sir for bothering her." He didn't feel like going into details. If he didn't talk about it, then maybe it didn't happen. He went over to his hole, and to his surprise, it was nearly finished. He stared at it amazed. It didn't make sense. Or perhaps it did. He smiled. Since he had taken the blame for the sunflower seeds, he realised, the other boys had dug his hole for him. "Hey, thanks," he said. "Don't look at me," said X-Ray. Confused, Stanley looked around, from Magnet to Armpit to Zigzag to Squid. None of them took credit for it. Then he turned to Zero, who had been quietly digging his hole since Stanley's return. Zero's hole was smaller than all the others.